to get to your podcast. So, you guys, I wanted to hop on emergency podcast episode because Garrison Brown, he had a military memorial that happened March 24th, 2024 at the Clark County Armory and was organized by the Nevada National Guard. Today, we are getting new photos that have been released of the entire family there. And, oh, this is the part that makes me cry. But Janelle was presented with the American flag. Because obviously of Garrison's service in the military and the National Guard. Cody and Robin are there. Robin is like sobbing. I mean, I'm sobbing. Like, but just to see Janelle's face, oh my God. Just to see a mother bury her son is the saddest, saddest thing. So these pictures are out on the internet. They're going to also be on my TikTok. I cannot post them without crying. I just can't. I just think it's so hard to see her face, to see Janelle be given that flag. And it's just so final. It's just so final. Anyway, oh, I'm an emotional wreck. Here's some of the pictures. I'm holding them up for you guys. But she, there we are. She's being given the flag. Cody, Robin in the front row. David, Woolley, Christine truly were in the front row. Ah, I'm such a mess. Leon was sitting right behind them. Mary was there as well. All of the sister wives, the children were there. And oh my God, I'm sure you've seen Hunter. Hunter did a beautiful post. So, oh my God, I have to get control of myself. So did Payden, just saying, you know, we will see you again, but not right yet. Here's another one. It's just, ah. Oh my God, how do I not have one tissue? No parent should have to go through this. No parent. Oh, as fans, it's just, it's hard to watch and to see it. Janelle was honored with a folded flag by the National Guard in honor of Garrison's service. The event was attended by many in the Brown family, including, of course, Cody, Robin. Cody and Robin's children, it does not appear, at least in the pictures, that they attended. Janelle was surrounded by her children, her son Hunter, who is an officer in the Air Force, sat beside her during the memorial service. Her sons Gabe and Logan sat directly behind her. Many of the extended relatives were there. Christine's brother, Steve, Eli, who we saw on season 18 with her sister Wendy, were also there. David looked super supportive in the pictures. Mary sat on the other side of the aisle with Gwen and Gwen's wife, Beatrice. McKelty and Tony sat next to Gwen. Leon and Audrey sat next to Aspen and Mitch, who Leon has also always been close with. And then just, like I said, the sadness on her face. I'm just like, ugh, ah, broken hearted. Here's more pictures. If you're listening to the podcast, you can go to my YouTube and see them, or they'll be on my TikTok. But just break your heart. Break your heart. Oh, so hard. Also, his in Arizona, his – oh, my God. I'm a stunning mess. Let me read to you guys, too, the latest that is out, which is his obituary came out this week, and just talked about he wanted to be a nurse, a loving, you know, he's such a loving brother. Garrison Brown family adored Garrison and made him feel included. And here is some of the obituary. The obituary concluded, Robert Garrison's death is a reminder to tell those you love how you feel and take care of each other. Garrison's passing is the most tragic event in the history of Sister Wives family, and it's incredibly painful for the Brown family and viewers who have watched him grow up since 2010 when he was just about 12 years old. Let's see. What were some of the other highlights of this? Robert Garrison Brown's obituary, as the emotional statements that include and would make most Sister Wives viewers cry. Yeah, can you tell? I'm a mess. The Flagstaff resident was a bright spot in everyone's life. He was a positive man who loved to bring joy and make people smile. The obituary was posted in the Arizona Daily Sun this week. If you can, I'm sure, find it online, or if you live in the area. And it read, on March 4th, the beloved son, brother, uncle, and friend Robert Garrison Brown joined his ancestors in the halls of Ahala. The obituary noted that Garrison was the sixth child of a big and unconventional family. He was a jack of all trades, read the obituary, and wanted to be a nurse because he cared about people and speechless animals. The obituary highlighted the impact of Garrison's passing on others, noting he, quote, made friends everywhere he went, and his death leaves all who knew him in immense pain. Ah! The obituary, as I said, concluded that his death is a reminder to tell the ones that you love how much you love and care about them. Ah! So we knew from McKelty and Tony that further ceremonies, and there's going to be a big Brown family reunion coming up in June. They have not given specifics or details about that, but we sort of knew that that was coming, a further funeral. And they did honor him there this week with the National Guard. So heartbreaking images coming out of our sister wives' family. If you just want to see them, and I'm sure everybody's sending love and prayers, but just heartbreaking seeing Cody look on and seeing Peyton. I mean, you can just see they've been crying like all day. It's so sad. So what other things? There were tributes. The brothers, Hunter, put up a tribute. Hunter could not do a eulogy. I don't blame him. I don't know who could speak on their brother's passing. So Hunter's eulogy on Instagram on Tuesday seemingly referenced a poem from David Romano. Quote, I have no eulogy to give or long caption for you to read. All I can say is that I love Garrison, and he has always been and will always be a huge part of my life. I will forever work at being better at enjoying every moment, big or small, with my loved ones. I would encourage you to do the same. Oh my God, I'm a mess. Alongside this caption was a series of photos that featured the brothers together over the years, from childhood throwbacks to moments on family trips and graduation celebrations. One image appeared to show Hunter standing tall while attending Garrison's funeral. Now we are free. I will see you again, but not yet. Not yet. That is a quote from 2000 Gladiator. Hunter and Garrison are two of Janelle and her ex-husband Cody's six children. Oh, someone get me a tissue. Pass me a tissue through YouTube. It just broke my heart seeing those images. So that is the latest with the funeral and coming out. Mary Brown put up another beautiful post. It's been 3 years since her mother passed and 3 weeks since Garrison had passed, and how she's working through grief and just trying to honor them. Beyond sad for this family. Also, last resort, we have some potential leaked information, although none of this is confirmed. But do you believe that from Monsters and Critics and Shabuti on X, that the cast of 90 Day Fiancé season 2 has been revealed and has reportedly been filming in Arizona instead of Florida? That's kind of a bummer. They call you and they're like, all right, guess what? You've been casted for season 2 of Last Resort. Bad news, it's in Arizona. Oh, it's like, oh, really? How about the Keys? That sounds a lot better. So this is the reported rumored cast. Brandon and Julia, Sophie and Rob, you're already seeing them on Happily Ever After. Binny and Ariel, which I would love, Binny and Ari. Jasmine and Gino. Jasmine and Gino, I guess I have to get over it, because they must rate super high. People must love them. I cannot stand them. And now we're getting them on Last Resort. And P.S., if this rumor is true, I told you guys they were never not together. Ugh. Maybe they've had issues, but they are still freaking together. Redditors surmised who the mystery blonde may have been. I'm guessing it was Ari and Binny. A resort guest is the one that posted on a Reddit, kind of revealing who these couples were that they spotted in Arizona. Who do you think it was? Read the spoiler alert. I did a solo trip at a resort this weekend and spotted OME 90 Day people. At first, I saw Brandon and had to do a double take because I was confused as to why I recognized this man, and then realized, oh, I think he's from 90 Day. And then Julia popped out and I was like, yes. That same afternoon, I saw them both again. And then I saw Sophie and Rob with them. I was like, okay, cute. Then on my last day, for those lingering in the same area, Binny, I think, Jasmine and Gino, and a blonde with a cowgirl hat and really big lips. Who do you think it could be? There was some discussion that it was maybe Nikita, but she says that Nikki Exotica, it is not her. And other people thought it could be Darcy Silva. Could it be one of Darcy and Stacey's one of those women on the show. That would be so good. But definitely looks like Binny and Ari will be there. So that's what we sort of know. None of this is confirmed, by the way. Shibuti did further investigation. You could follow him on X. Posted some photos for some of the alleged cast of season two. The single life seemingly proving they were at the same Arizona resort. I like it. The post has since been removed from 90 Day Fiancé casting's Instagram feed, but as Monsters and Critics reported in November 2023, the production company has also been asking for interested parties to apply by emailing lastresortscasting@sharpentertainment.com if, in fact, you are a therapist. So there's rumors that they are casting new therapists. I don't know. There's a lot of back and forth about this on Reddit. Somebody else saying that all the same therapists are back. Dr. Janie Lacey and Dr. Jason are back. This seems like a lot of unconfirmed information. The only part about this that I'm really seemingly to believe is some of the couples, I think, could be on that. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shaman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I really do. I think it wouldn't shock me, you know, if they love a couple on TLC like we saw with Years for Ed and Liz, they have them on over and over again. Yara and Jovi, who I actually love and are very much in love. And reportedly, The Last Resort Season 2 was filming December, January of this year, a little into February, and it's going to be released in September of this year. So we'll see if any of those rumors come out to be true, but there are all the rumors. As always, you can follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show and daily podcasts dropped here on TSFS. Love you guys. Bye.